Brad Davidson, good morning to you, mate.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Just a bit of spring in the air, even though we are very much still in winter, but the Missile Stakes always sort of a bit of an unofficial start towards the spring, and the Rosebud as well this weekend at Rose Hill. Early doors, anything taking your fancy?
Yeah, it's just that real changing of the guard, isn't it, guys? Like you said, Jared, I know we're still right in the winter, but it's kind of that signals the end of the winter racing and the start of these group races coming back, Group 2 Missile Stakes, of course, and the Rosebud, the listed race as well. So, look, Missile shaping up to be a good race. There's some nice nominations there. Cascadian Flit, to name a couple there. Colding, of course, as well there. Melody Bell. Savitiano, who was pretty impressive last preparation, particularly first up as well. So, special reward also there down to make its return in the Missile Stakes. So, I guess a lot's going to come down to the weather, guys. There's been a bit of a prediction of rain heading towards Friday and Saturday. So, we're on that, I think, heavy eight surface at the moment, but if we get that rain, no doubt it's going to be a genuine heavy track again. But looking forward to that, and of course the Rosebud as well for the three-year-olds. We'll see potentially the returns of Anders, Kamasi, horses like that. Pinnacle Prince was very good winning first up in country grade, but ran super time. Prime Star also there, Rulership and a few others. Six Gun in the Face, who won very impressively at the provincials the other day, but ran good time to suggest he can come to the city and be very competitive. So, yep, some good races, and really looking forward to these nice horses returning.
Davo, how are you expecting the likes of Fun Star and Nature Strip to go today at Rose Hill?
Yeah, Clarkie, it's again, you know, we're talking about these good horses returning. Obviously, we've got a few at the races this weekend, but the trials today at Rose Hill will have plenty of interest, that's for sure. Fun Star. Look, I'm assuming she's just going to have a nice little hit out there for Chris Waller. I don't think she'll be out to break any records, but we know what Nature Strip's like. He normally gets out in front, rolls along in these trials, and normally wins them. So I expect him to be doing that thing today. There was a question asked yesterday. Dave Stanley put it to the guys on Punters Postmortem. Who do you think the best horse in Australia is right now? For me, I couldn't go past Nature Strip. I mean, he's got the form on the board for mine, and I know he's the best sprinter in Australia, but for me, he's also the best horse in Australia with those wins in the Challenge. And, of course, he's a dominant win in the TJ Smith. I think he's really developed that consistency now. He's a deserved favourite for the Everest later this year. And, yeah, for me, he's definitely the best horse in Australia right now, but there's plenty of other interest in those trials. No doubt just those few, but you've also got Shared Ambition, Very Elegant, who would have to be up there in that conversation for the best horse in Australia, Canaan. Kubrick, there's a few others. Kubrick's not in that conversation, of course, but still a nice enough prospect that you can have a look at the trials today. And plenty of eyes also, guys, down in heat number 8 there at 9:25 on Masked Crusader. Of course, this is the horse that the connections knock back big offers for overseas to keep this horse. He won by 3 lengths at Randwick going back on May 9. It was a very impressive win. It was only a benchmark 78, but the connections and Team Hawks quietly confident that this horse can shape up in the spring and be a force to be reckoned with.
Well, I'll tell you what, J-Mac must be excited about the spring because a lot of those horses you mentioned, he'll be riding.
Yeah, you're right. J-Mac, he'd be looking forward to the spring for sure, just off the back of another premiership, another Sydney Jockeys premiership. I've said it quite a few times on this program. I do think he's the best jockey in Sydney and probably the best in Australia. You know, I don't follow the Victorian racing as strongly as New South Wales, but he's definitely in that conversation for sure. And he's going to have some huge book of rides for the spring and some big rides, that's for sure. Plenty for Chris Waller as well. So it could be a big spring for J-Mac.
Scone today. No, Will Freeman's got his first runner there as well. Who do you like?
Yeah, he does have his first runner there. Good luck to Will out there at Scone. I'm sure he'll do a good job with the team of horses. There's three there today that I think are hard to beat, guys. Race one, number one, Bailey's now. They've backed this Holy Sunday into favouritism there, but I just think Bailey's has the better form for me, and we're getting a better price now at around that $3.10 mark. He comes out of the Grafton Guineas last time out an $80,000 race. Didn't have any luck at all, but was really good to the line. Prior to that at Newcastle, his sectionals were some of the best of the day off a really slow tempo. So I think he's going really well. He gets him well under the conditions of this race. And for mine, $3.10 looks a good price. For those who like taking multis, race 2, number 14, Virtuous Miss should be winning. Short at $1.45, but I really do think she'll start $1.30. She's got about 4 lengths on this field, and it's just a case of two running out 1,300 metres. That's the only little concern, but said, on ratings. She has about four lengths on these, so she should be winning. And race five, number two, Remlax Gem, the other one there, guys, really impressive debut win. Then pulled up coughing second up when heavily backed into $1.16. And look, his trial since that was simply outstanding. 32.5 the last 600 metres was lightning quick, and I expect him, even if he can't lead from that draw, even if he gets wide on the track, I do expect him very hard to hold out there. Race 5, number 2, Remlax Gem.
I saw Bjorn Maker and Glenn Schofield got in trouble for a photo.
Yeah, they did, Loz, there at Randwick on the weekend. Of course, they combined to win the last race there of offshore, and they were doing a little video update after the last, and Bjorn sort of suggested, let's take a selfie, and they threw it on Twitter, of course. Bjorn's quite active on social media, but, of course, they breached the Racing New South Wales COVID rules there, and Bjorn Baker fined $4,000 and Glenn Schofield fined $2,000 as well. So while it was, an innocent act, of course, things have changed these days, and the reason we're still racing is, the things put in place, really, by Racing New South Wales and other jurisdictions around these COVID protocols, and good that we're adhering to them and keeping it going forward, because we want to keep the sport going, and both of those, Bjorn Baker and Glenn Schofield, will also have to have COVID tests and return negatives before they're allowed back on a race course.
Dave, I'm just reading overnight with Tab. One punter had $6,000 at $17 on St Kilda to win the flag this year. Of course, their first since 1966. That wouldn't have been you, though.
No, definitely not me. No, I'll stay out of that. West Coast back into flag favourites, aren't we, after a couple of good weeks? So it's a funny year. And look, I think we've got to go away and do it again, don't we? But we've been blessed probably by these hubs and being able to play at home. But, look, it's just good that the season's able to keep on going, and it'll be fascinating to see how it all plays out.
Good on you, Davo.
Thanks, guys.